It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. I'm so excited you came to read with me. If you're new here, we're going to be doing a stretch to get our bodies ready, and then a riddle to make sure our brains are ready, and then we're gonna have a story time. Today's story time is gonna be a silly story, but before we get into that, let's go ahead and start our stretches. So go ahead and raise your arms up high as you can reach, and then stretch them out as far as you can reach. And don't forget to be mindful of the space that you're in so you can make all of your movements little if you're in a small space. After we stretch out our arms, we're gonna put one arm behind our head and stretch it as if you're trying to touch your opposite shoulder. And then we're gonna do the same thing with the other arm. Take your arm behind your head and touch your opposite shoulder. Ooh, that feels good. Now we're gonna take our arms and raise them up to our head and then tap our head with our fingertips. Tap, 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 tap your head and then bring it down and keep tapping. Go down by your ear, down by your shoulders, tap, 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 wake your body up and then pat your chest, pat your belly, pat your legs, pat, pat, pat. And now we're gonna stretch out our legs. So if you're sitting or standing, you can do this. Just go ahead and stretch your leg out in front of you. And then we're going to point our toes and flex our foot. Point your toes and flex your foot. All right, let's switch sides. Other leg. Now we're gonna point those toes and flex your foot. Point your toes and flex your foot. Awesome, we're gonna end with a big hug. Give yourself a big hug. Now you know what time it is. It's time for Rella's riddle. So I'm going to give you three hints and then a few seconds to guess. Are you ready? Hint number one, I'm a curious creature with a tail and sometimes a mischievous smile. What am I? Hint number two, in the jungle, you'll often find me swinging from tree to tree. What animal fits this description? Hint number three, I share 98% of my DNA with humans and love to eat bananas. Who am I? Wow, if you guess a monkey, you would be correct. And the reason our riddle is a monkey today is because we are gonna have a really silly story that's all about a monkey flower. Have you ever heard of that? It sounds like something we just made up, but it's actually a real thing. So we're gonna have our friend Michael come on and do a silly story with us today. Are you ready? Let's go get him. So today we're going to be talking with Michael, and Michael is a very special guest. He is a flower expert, and we are going to be going on an expedition to save a special flower that has been struggling. So let's go ahead and welcome Michael, and then we'll find out about the mission that we're going to be going on. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Rella. We got to be not too loud, you know, because these little monkey flowers, they're going to just, you know, they've got to be frightened more. We want to be nice and working with them, not against them.
Oh, wonderful. So the monkey flowers like it quiet.
Shh.
Why is that?
Because they're so sensible, you know, and you said you had a problem with one kind, right? And it wants to not fun and have fun or shine anymore and sing anymore. It's so sad. And that's why you called me and said, Michael, can you help this flower, and I will try my best, and let's see what we can do.
Oh, okay. So these type of flowers that are struggling are the monkey flowers. Okay. So now that we know that the monkey flowers are struggling and they just want it quiet, they don't want to do anything anymore, is that how they normally are?
Not normally, but when the environment is, every rose wants to be the king of flowers and every, you know, tulip wants to be the queen of this. They think, oh, what is our purpose? We don't know our purpose. But you know nature, you know, you studying nature like me, you know that nature doesn't make mistakes. When you exist, you're valuable. And you have to figure out where your value is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't want the little monkey flowers to have to be overwhelmed by the roses and the tulips. So I'm hoping that we can help save them. Where should we start?
I don't know. You have more contact with monkey flowers than I. So let's call him to listen to us first, I think. Do the noise that you always make. Do the sound that you make when you talk to them. And then we tell him.
Okay. So normally I see monkey flowers in the park. And I've noticed that they've gone from a beautiful blue color to kind of like more of a brown, red color. And I don't ever try to be too loud with them or anything like that. I'm just playing in the park and having a good time. And I didn't think that that would bother them.
I think you didn't like that they were blue anymore, huh? You like that the flowers have all different colors and it makes so much more fun to be in a rainbow land, you know, in where all the colors of the rainbow are represented, the reds, the whites, the blues, the greens, and everything is beautiful. And that's why you got even attention of this, because you said, what is with those monkey flowers? I love the blue, I always, but I didn't even see them. And see, this what I catch myself. I didn't see everything. I always see the most loudest, the most strongest color, but I don't see the one thing that makes the nice background, like the blue. You don't see it. And I think this is, we have to do an operation today, you know?
Oh, yes, definitely. We just need to let them know that they're appreciated and they can be beautiful blue. So why don't we go ahead and head to the park so we can let them know?
Perfect.
Oh, wow. There's even more here than before, but all of them are sad. They're not the right color. They're supposed to be blue. But what should I tell them so that they feel better about themselves?
I think they misunderstood from their flower colleagues that they are not good enough, that they are not as big as a tulip or rose, that they are not big as, you know, a hydrangea. But they do the background because nature... Let them know that nature is never mistakes. And when you exist, there is a reason why. And we have to help those monkey flowers to find their reason why they are. And I have a hint that they are beautiful backgrounds to the other flowers.
Ooh, so I will let them know. And I'm not really good at singing, but maybe I'll try to make a rhyme because I'm okay at that.
Absolutely.
Look, little monkey flowers, you are so great. You are made beautiful and so ornate. Look, little monkey flowers, I want you to know that everybody loves you and wants to see you grow. Little monkey flowers, can you please come back and be blue? Because I just want you to be super true.
Oh, I think your beautiful voice. Since we are all connected, we can talk to animals and flowers. Oh my God, I see it. Oh my God, Rella, this is beautiful. You didn't know that, right? That you had that impact on those little monkey flowers, huh?
No, I see how now all of the flowers are starting to be happy and sing and dance. And now the little monkey flowers are starting to turn blue.
Unbelievable. We can do it. We can do it. Humans are limitless and nature is limitless and we got to just understand it. And the monkey flowers are like us. They didn't understand a lot of things. And that's why they thought, oh, perhaps I'm not the most beautiful and the biggest and the greatest and the strongest. But I'm more powerful because I make the tulips and everything look good because we make the contrast. Because when we interweave with the green of the grass, all the flowers come to life. And you see it, the monkey flowers start and every other flower is affected. And we are affected because we are happy, we helped.
Oh my goodness, this is so amazing. Thank you so much, Michael, for your help. And it's so important to know that we are able to
tell other people and other flowers and things how amazing they are and just let them know that. And then they'll be able to grow and believe that and be beautiful inside and out. And when we feel good and help others feel good, it makes the world go round.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for helping me accomplish this mission. I'm so happy that we were able to save the monkey flowers. And just so we know a little bit more background about you and what you do, I know you said that you are a flower expert, but then also you do a lot of creative things and you want people to know that they need to be creative.
Yeah, every living being needs to express themselves because every human is one of 8 billion one unique humans. And nature created us like it created the flowers and everything else, that together we create a balance and that feels good, that is fun, that is fulfilling, that has joy, that you feel you are valuable. And for this, you need to express yourself to see where your value lies. And if it doesn't work for, I always tell kids with instruments, I say, don't buy a piano. Try the piano, try the saxophone, try the drums, and whatever fits you, you figure out, and then you later on buy that instrument. But first try out a lot of things, and you don't have to be an artist. You can be a gardener, which we talk about the flowers. You can, you know, do crafts or express yourself by speaking in rhyme, do prose, sing. And it doesn't matter how what people think about your singing. You influence, if you are happy, you influence everyone. Because only a few big flowers can be that everybody likes, you know, like the tulips and the roses, but and the hydrangeas. But in real, everybody counts. Everybody, even if you're not the most beautiful, not the greatest, you count because you exist and nature doesn't make mistakes.
Oh my goodness, that is so powerful. Thank you so much, Michael. And if we want to learn more about you and what you do, where do we go?
Michael, like Michael Jackson, Michael with two L's, you hang another L on it, M.com. MichaelM.com with two L's, Michael.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I will have that link below. I appreciate all of your time today, Michael. This was amazing. I'm so happy we were able to save the monkey flowers.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And I hope we can do more like helping people with this and helping animals and helping flowers.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, that was a silly story, huh? Well, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you would like to connect with the guest, all of their information will be in the description below. And before you go, I actually have an interactive activity for you. If you go in the description, you'll see it linked there. And, oh, you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Serenity May, Kaya, Jessica, and Alvaro had fun today. Won't you join me another day? Thanks so much for tuning in to Reading with Rella B. I hope you had a great time, and I'll see you next time. Toodles!